Over 3 years of abuse and unhappiness, I was done. He carried his box from the apartment and placed it in his car. He walked back to where I was standing on the stairs and he asked, "Is there anything else inside that's mine?" I replied, "No, you have everything that belongs to you." He then said, "This is a mistake. You'll never be able to do this without me." I didn't respond. As he turned and walked away, he said, "Nobody will want you. You will always and forever be a welfare mama." Hey there, success buddy. Welcome to the Leaving Nowhere podcast with me, Candace Willey. I created this podcast for you. I've spent my entire life learning lessons the hard way. Through those experiences, I realized that all roads really do lead to success. Sometimes we just need better directions on how to get there. Join my guests and I in learning how Leaving Nowhere can help you get to exactly where you want to be. We'll share stories of success and the various methods we've used to help us get there. Let Leaving Nowhere be a compass in helping you achieve your greatest desires. So your journey to success starts here. Welcome back to another episode of the Leaving Nowhere podcast. As I reflect back on how I overcame adversity and the obstacles in my life, my success in overcoming the challenges can be summarized in one word: mindset. So in today's episode, we will explore the various definitions and meanings of mindset. Motivation and mindset are truly more than buzzwords. They are the attitude or frame of mind we need to move us forward and to balance out our perspective on where we've been. Today, my mindset allows me to be grateful for all my life lessons, even the most challenging ones. I would also share that this is the foundation of the guiding principle of self-awareness. It's looking at your life and being 100% honest in assessing where you are. Sometimes this will feel good, and at other times in your life, it could be a wake-up call or at least a call to action. My parents have always told me that I'm a little like a cat, that no matter how high you drop me from, I'll land on my feet. I owe that to having a survivor mindset. I've always been hell-bent on proving everyone that had an adverse opinion of me wrong, and that included my ex-husband. Back then, I was a young single mother of two children, leveraging every program the state had to provide for my family, as well as to pave the path that would eventually get me to where I am today, a national director in one of the country's most beloved retailers, Ulta Beauty. So boy, was he wrong. The most memorable part of the day my ex-husband packed out his last box is the fire that it lit for me internally. I remember thinking to myself as I walked back into the apartment, "You just wait and see," hence the birth of my survivor mindset. Little did I know at the time that this attitude or mindset would propel me forward throughout my life. It was a subtle voice that always told me that I could, even if there was a question if I should. What does your voice tell you? Does it tell you that you can achieve all your heart's desires, or does it challenge you with caution, doubt, or fear? We're going to spend today exploring 10 different types of mindsets people have and what they mean. I would note that the number of potential mindsets that exist really depends on how much you generalize the term mindset. Most people fit into one or more of the mindset variations I'm going to share. What it comes down to is the state of mind a person chooses to live in. All mindsets have advantages and disadvantages. I will expand on each as we move through the applicable mindset. Let's start with the follower mindset. The follower mindset is a way of thinking that easily allows others to decide what's in store for your future. With the follower mindset, you don't have complete control over your life, but you're allowed to believe that you do. By telling you this, I mean that people that follow are those who go with the normal way of doing things. They don't like to question things, therefore they live in a social norm defined by someone else. The advantage of the follower mindset is there are less risks and you feel safe. The disadvantage is you'll be going after what others want and you will only achieve what others think you should. Next, we have the fear mindset. There's a little bit of fear mindset in all of us. However, those that let the fear mindset become their major way of thinking become stuck. People who let fear get the best of them are unable to use their time to the best of their ability. All those thrilling experiences, places traveled, achievements, and such never happen. They never happen because of the fear of what could go wrong. The advantage of having a fear mindset is fear creates caution and could assist you in proceeding more cautiously as long as you don't let it paralyze you. The disadvantage is you'll live in a shell being afraid to try new things, and it will become difficult for you to find your passion or your purpose. Now that we've explored a couple of the more challenging mindsets, on to one of my very favorites, and that's the growth mindset. The growth mindset is a wonderful and amazing mindset. People who have the desire and drive to grow are always improving themselves. They love challenging themselves to be better than they were yesterday. It's fairly easy to tell when somebody has a growth mindset. They're the person that makes going to the gym a regular activity. They like to build their knowledge of themselves, others, and the world around them. They often become entrepreneurs seeking to help others grow, and they have an outlook that a situation can always be bettered. The advantage of a growth mindset is you can improve different areas of your life at a fast pace, and it'll be a lot easier for you to put in the work needed to succeed. The disadvantage is you may be so set on growth that you forget to actually enjoy it. The dreamer mindset is next. People who possess this mindset have the ability to dream big and think big. They love to believe that anything is possible, and they have the ability to come up with incredible visions for the future. Okay, the dreamer mindset might actually tie for my favorite with the growth mindset. The advantage of a dreamer mindset is you have big ideas and you know what you want for your future, and you are excited to make your dreams come true. The disadvantage is dreaming is only good if you take action on it. Just when you think it can't get much better, there's more. The creative mindset. Being creative is a lot more difficult than it seems. At first, you think you're being creative, but you are really replicating ideas that you've seen before without even knowing it. If you're a creative individual, that's a great thing because it means you're able to be unique. Many people struggle with this, and it becomes hard for them to produce their best work. The advantage of a creative mindset is you are able to produce unique ideas. You are a natural problem solver, and you possess a skill that is tough for others to master. The disadvantage is creativity could lead you to overcomplicating the simplest of things. The next one is a mindset that I wish I would have had earlier in life, the gratitude mindset. A lot of people forget to be grateful for the things they already have in their life. It could be a good job, a comfortable home, good health, or the people that they've surrounded themselves with. In our pursuit of happiness or success, it's also common for us to forget the things that we've accomplished in our desire to achieve what's next or more. If you have a gratitude mindset, you will be grateful for what you have and won't take things for granted. The advantage of a gratitude mindset is you appreciate what you have, you're humble no matter what your level of success, and you find joy in the present moment. The disadvantage is, well, there really is no real disadvantage of being grateful. Got Grammarly? If not, why not? It's free. If you regularly send business emails, post on social media, or simply like to write, this app's for you. And did I mention the basic app is free? I stepped up my writing game by downloading the Grammarly app. You can access the app at leavingnowhere.com on the podcast page. Your writing will be at its best. Get Grammarly. Next, we have the productive mindset. The productive mindset is brilliant because it allows someone to make the most of their time and get tasks completed efficiently. People who possess this state of mind are able to work towards their goals at a much faster rate and are unlikely to fall victim to distractions. The advantage of the productive mindset is you find it easy to prioritize more important tasks over others, and you get your work done more efficiently. The disadvantage is you might overwork yourself at times, and burnout can become your reality if you're not careful. Here's an interesting one, the business mindset. Many of you listening to this podcast may be interested in entrepreneurship or already own your own business. The business mindset is one in which you love to serve others. You thrive on providing a service or a product to people, aspire to change the world, all while working for yourself to make a path of your own. The advantage of the business mindset is you possess the qualities needed to help others. You are able to solve difficult problems, and you can achieve financial freedom and independence. The disadvantage is you may be too focused on money, not passion, and the responsibility of being an entrepreneur can be stressful at times. Adding to my top three is the confident mindset. Confidence is the key to action and happiness. When you combine confidence with a few of the other state of minds on the list, you become unstoppable. How confident we are can have a huge effect on our mental health. It impacts how we think about ourselves and our belief in our capabilities. The advantage of a confident mindset is you are happier with yourself the way you are, you're more likely to take action on your goals, and you are more comfortable in social situations. The disadvantage is overconfidence. Overconfidence can lead to arrogance or a distorted ego. Last but certainly not least is the social mindset. People who have the social mindset love spending time with other people and building their network. People who are social thrive on spending time with others at work or in their personal setting. They also tend to be people that enjoy conversations with strangers, colleagues, or friends. Their passion is people. The advantage of the social mindset is you possess great communication skills. You are comfortable in the majority of social settings, and you enjoy meeting new people. The disadvantage is you may not like being alone, and you may worry too much about what others think. So there you have it, 10 of the most common mindsets. As I shared, there are a variety of mindsets and how we might reference or use them. Our mindset is a fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's response to and interpretation of any given situation. There are several great books and articles and videos out there around this topic. However, it helps to start with an understanding of where you are in your own mindset. Having this basic understanding will help guide your learning efforts. And remember, in a world that follows trend, your mindset is not a buzzword or the flavor of the day. It is the lens in which you see the world. Invest in learning, understanding, and improving your mindset, as a healthy and productive mindset equals a happy and more successful you. Until next time, success buddies, listen and subscribe to this podcast on Apple or the podcast platform of your choice. And I also encourage you to stay in touch by signing up for the Leaving Nowhere monthly newsletter at leavingnowhere.com. We have some exciting news coming for 2021. Thank you for joining today's episode of Leaving Nowhere. Here's to you and you accelerating your life and career.